Better than what we're getting done. Oh, there's Brad right there.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Brad. It's Josh. We're here breaking down, getting you prepared for week 7?
Yeah.
Oh my God, 7. We're 7 weeks into the season already. Time's flying. Don't worry, though. We're going to get you winning some games. So, Josh, we usually don't talk about the Thursday games during this. Well, we talk about them a little bit. We try to stay a lot away from it. But I just want to start with some news.
Yeah, there's some big news that just happened.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're going to talk about some injuries. We're going to talk about some Josh Gordon. We're going to talk about some Alvin Kamara. But Patrick Mahomes has been pulled from the game on Thursday Night Football. Hopefully by the time you're hearing this, we have more information on it. But right now, it does not look good. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, my wife is over there.
Decorating the house, getting some feng shui.
She was taking the dog door out, and those things creak. But anyway, Patrick Mahomes, he was injured, and I think what was alarming was how quickly he was ruled out. I mean, it was still in the second quarter, early in the second quarter, and he was ruled out almost instantly for the rest of the game. So that, to me, is the most alarming thing from this injury so far.
Well, even with that, they're up by a lot. Their defense – the Chiefs' defense is actually playing well against this Broncos offense, which I think is probably more surprising than anything. Because about the time they ruled him out was the time that the defense got a strip sack fumble for a touchdown.
Yeah, I just...
it was very close at the same time. But what the thing that worries me the most is they did x-rays. They did the little test on the side. I mean, hopefully it's nothing too bad, but this offense ain't the same without him. And he was already banged up with the ankle. Yeah. And the thing is, why would it, I mean, I obviously I'm not a multi-million dollar coach, but if my banged up franchise quarterback is already banged up, I'm not going to have him sneak it on 4th-and-1. Why not just kick the field goal?
And you should not. Yeah, I
agree. I mean, they got the first down.
It's bad, dude. It looked bad, and it was. Well, actually, it didn't look as bad as it was. What looked bad was whenever they popped it back into place. So I think it worked. At best, he's probably got a dislocated knee because they tried to relocate it. It was not good. So I don't know, dude. But he's definitely not going to play tonight, and I would be surprised if he plays next week.
Oh, my God. Do you see this Baker Mayfield commercial where he's like giving the fans handshakes right now?
Yeah.
It just cracks me up because I'm pretty sure Browns fans aren't shaking Baker's hand right now and all excited to see him after a game. I mean, I understand why he's cleaning up because he's trying to pull this paycheck that he's scamming out of him right now. So he probably should clean the stadium after the game. But
are you kidding me? He's the 32nd best quarterback in the NFL.
In everything. All right, let's get into these Sunday games. We'll do news as we do the games. Just to remind everybody, if you've been stuck under a rock, there are 4 teams on a bye. We have Carolina, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Tampa. So you probably have to replace James Conner, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Juju Smith-Schuster, Nick Chubb, Odell Beckham,
Christian McCaffrey. That's a big one. I mean,
DJ Moore. Not even bringing up the quarterback. I mean, you're probably not starting a Pittsburgh quarterback, but you may have been starting Jameis. Hopefully, you just still don't have Baker on your team.
Ugh, yeah. Shouldn't even be owned.
We got a lot of guys to talk about. And we do have the Alvin Kamara possible injury and not liking that. We're going to get into the Sunday game. We're going to start with a early game that looks really good on paper, but with the way the Rams have been playing the last couple weeks, a little nervous. Rams at the Falcons.
This should be a fun 54 game.
And a half, 54.5 point over under. Jared Goff, is he going to median out? Because he had those 2 big games where he threw the ball 8 million times, and he had the last 2 games where he was just trash.
If there's a game for him to play well, this will be the one. The Falcons' defense is just trash. They're one of the worst. They're actually the second worst in all of fantasy right now against quarterbacks. They're letting up 24.91, almost 25 points a game against quarterbacks. And I expect Jared Goff to have a nice game this week. Like I said, it all hinges on the running back. Malcolm Brown is out with a thigh contusion. Looks like he's going to miss the game. Todd Gurley looks like he could play, but if not, Daryl Henderson, I think, could really make some things go. He's a lot better athletically than Malcolm Brown.
Yep. And then all the Rams wide receivers, we still starting all of them? Or
yeah, this
like
is,
we talked, there's a lot of wide receivers on bye, so you probably don't have a lot of choices.
And this is such a good matchup. I mean, the Falcons are the third worst against – I mean, they're bad all over the board, but they're the third worst against wide receivers. So you want a piece of that.
Yeah, I really should start with this next game I want to talk about because I'm going to use their players as kind of like the median for do you want to start players over these people or not. But we'll get in that in a second. Falcons side of the ball, we have Julio Jones. We're still starting Julio, though, even though Jalen Ramsey's there and probably going to play. Right? You're still starting Julio?
Yeah, that back got a lot better pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you're going to start him, but you really you need to temper your expectations. I'm not expecting him to do a lot.
Okay, and then Calvin Ridley or Austin Hooper, obviously, you're probably starting him. But Calvin Ridley, you want to start him? Maybe.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Rams are pretty good. They've been playing zone. I think they allowed them to switch back to man-to-man whenever they're getting Jalen Ramsey. But they're actually pretty good against wide receivers, man. And I'm not too high on Calvin Ridley. I do expect a shootout, but
– Devonta Freeman. They're going to throw the ball. He's the pass-catching back.
Yeah, you want that. You want that. And they're actually not that great against running backs either.
So that's weird. I think that's something with Aaron Donald, where Aaron Donald plays at the middle and the pass-catching backs have been doing well against them.
Yeah, I agree. But, I mean, they're letting up. They're the 11th worst against running backs. So they're letting up about 23.5 points a game, just the running back position. So I expect Devonta Freeman to have a pretty nice game, especially in PPR.
So Matt Ryan's a start, right, over Jared Goff? If you had both on your team?
Easy.
Okay.
Jared Goff is fire. Like, he's on fire. Like, you should throw him in the trash can. It's bad.
And then I'm going to move to the next game because I'm going to use them as kind of our litmus test here of do you want to start these players over certain people because of the matchup. We have the Dolphins at the Bills. Bills, your number one defense this week?
1,000%.
New England's yeah, the Bills close, are,
but yeah.
Bills are a 17-point favorite. The Bills.
Dude, you know Fitzmagic's going to go in there and throw about 5 picks, dude.
Okay, so yeah, Fitzpatrick is starting. You're not starting Fitzpatrick. You're probably not starting Preston Williams or Devonta Parker.
I'm not starting anyone.
You're not starting anyone. But what if, let's say, you own Juju and Odell, and you have to scour the waiver wire? Would you rather start Cole Beasley over these guys?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, of course.
And obviously, Smoke Show John Brown is a start for the Bills. Oh, Cole Beasley's kind of going to be my middling, like Calvin Ridley or John Brown this week.
Yeah, whenever you sit there and you break this down, Calvin Ridley or who? Or John Brown?
John, yeah.
John Brown.
Okay.
Whenever you look at it, though, statistically, the Miami Dolphins are in the top 10 worst in every position statistically.
In history?
No, just the one thing that they're not in the top 10 is against tight ends. They're 11th, so good job, Dolphins.
Okay, so pretty much if you need a waiver wire replacement, go get a Bill. Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course.
Frank Gore, you like Frank Gore this week?
I like Frank Gore quite a bit. I think he's going to have a good game. Now, Devin Singletary is expected to play. So
there we go.
You could have both of them have a pretty good game. I mean, they're going to be able to run this ball quite easily, I expect. So start them
Daryl Henderson or Frank Gore this week?
Gore.
Daryl Henderson or Devin Singletary this week?
If Malcolm Brown and Gurley don't play, yeah, I'll take Henderson.
Well, let's say Gurley plays and Brown doesn't.
No, I don't want to. I'd rather have Gore.
Okay. Well, I mean, no Gore, but that's a Devin Singletary.
Yeah, I'd rather have Devin Singletary.
Okay, cool. Devin Singletary. All right. Yeah, but these good old Buffalo Bills players will be our litmus test for this week. Because a lot of these guys are open out there on waivers because they were on a bye last week. So people forgot about them, to be quite honest with you. So we got the Jaguars going to the Bengals. Another good defensive pickup. Even though the Jags lose Jalen Ramsey, they haven't had him for a couple weeks. They're playing the Bengals' inept offensive line.
Yeah, it's bad.
So Joe Mixon or Frank Gore?
Gore.
Oh, I know. I asked you that on Tuesday, and you said Mixon.
Yeah.
And I like how you finally looked at the matchups. And you're like, nope, not happening.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. Believe it or not.
It's crazy, though, right? I mean, what is this, 1996?
Yeah, but the Dolphins are so much more horrible against running. The Jacksonville Jaguars are actually still really bad against running backs, but, man, the offensive line for Cincinnati is atrocious. And the Dolphins are just so bad. Like, they're the worst team against running backs. Frank Gore is going to be fine.
Are you starting any Bengals players? Auden Tate?
I'm going to start Auden Tate.
Tyler Boyd?
Auden Tate, Tyler Boyd, and Joe Mixon still will get started.
You don't like it, though.
No, you don't.
And Jacksonville, Leonard Fournette, oh, my gosh. Yeah, he might be number one running back this week.
He's must start.
With Christian McCaffrey on a bye and Nick Chubb on a bye.
Well, we talk about the Bengals.
And James Conner on a bye.
Yeah, we talk about the Bengals or the Dolphins being the worst team against running backs. Well, number two is the Cincinnati Bengals. So.
Yeah, and I feel like the Jags are going to be up. Gardner Minshew didn't have a great game last week. They're just going to say Fournette, who plays 98 to 100% of the snaps every week. Christian McCaffrey doesn't even usually get that much.
No, he's the new Matt Forte right now. You remember Matt Forte never came off the field?
Yeah, and that's what Leonard Fournette's doing. Like, he's...
I love it.
Like, we made jokes about them throwing back shoulder fades to him in the end zone, but they are using him on every play. Nobody else is getting work.
As they
should. Just on sheer usage alone, he's going to be up there.
As they should.
Now, DJ Chark.
Do-do-do-do.
Bounce back game.
You know... The thing is that I don't really know how much they're going to need him. He might get a touchdown or two. He's going to be startable, but the Cincinnati Bengals, because they've been so bad against the run, they've actually been one of the best teams against wide receivers. They're the fourth best team against wide receivers. So that's just a little piece of knowledge.
The Bengals?
Yeah.
The Bengals? It's because they're so bad against running backs.
And that's what I was saying, but they're...
You know where Namdi... You remember Namdi Asamoah, the number one corner who played for the Raiders when they sucked?
Yeah.
Because nobody threw the ball against the Raiders because everybody was dominating him on the ground.
And he got
and then he went to the
Philly.
Eagles and he got rocked. Like, he made it 1 year in Philadelphia and they cut him and he retired.
Yeah, he got paid though.
Speaking of retirements, since I think we're almost done with Jacksonville, did you hear who retired?
Yeah. RIP.
Sad day.
Brock Osweiler.
Good old Brock Osweiler has officially retired.
Well, he
might actually, you know what? The Chiefs might sign him. Resurrect his career.
No, remember he got rocked because he was no, that wasn't him, was it? That was Paxton Lynch. No, yeah. it was Brock Osweiler who got rocked in that Monday night game because he was the Jets backup, right? Or was that Paxton Lynch?
No, that was Simeon.
Oh, that was Simeon. Yeah, you're right. Man,
I know, I'm right. Thanks,
no Simeon. One wants Brock Osweiler. There's just
I know.
My team goes through so many quarterbacks. It's really difficult to keep track.
Okay, before I move on to the Falcons Lions. Any other Jaguar? D.D. Westbrook? No. D.J. Chark, just because he's the number one, I think, is the only one. And good old Oshag Hennessy is out for the year with an ACL, so.
R.I.P.
And we already said Jacksonville defense. Gardner Minshew, like I said, there's...
I think he's starting this week.
He's startable this week, just because Bengals defense is horrendous. All right, Vikings-Lions. The reason you're probably starting Gardner Minshew is because Matt Stafford, even though throws the ball a lot... The Vikings secondary is pretty good. Would you rather start Gardner Minshew over Stafford?
Yeah.
It's close.
Yeah,
it's close. It's close, right?
It's close, but yeah, I have. Yeah, that's. I'd rather start Minshew.
Yep. And Lions run defense is good, but Dalvin Cook's still a starter. What do you see with Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen?
Oh yeah, great. Thanks for asking that question. Dude, it's kind of like, is Kirk Cousins fired up this week? Is he ready to play? Or since Zach Smith already got cut, no one's really said anything from Detroit's side of the ball. Maybe I expect Thielen to be the better out of the two. But
he's the more safe. He's the more safe.
He's the safer guy.
Especially in PPR. With that being said, would you rather start Smoke over Diggs or Thielen?
I would rather start Smoke over Diggs, but not Thielen.
Okay. Yeah, and that's how I think we got him. And like I said, those are my litmus test guys. Would you start Beasley over Stephon Diggs?
Get out of here.
Okay. Hey, I got to see where it's at, man. Those are our guys because this week they got a plus matchup.
Yeah, I understand, but get out of here.
And then the Lions side ball. Kerryon Johnson, you're probably starting him because we talked about the running backs that are on a bye. You have three top 10 running backs on a bye. So Kerryon starting, and his usage is still high. It was low on Monday night, but I'm not worried about him. He got a touchdown.
Oh, those Vikings are so good against running backs, though.
They are, but he's getting the work in the passing game. And we talk about usage. He's on the field 88% of the time, 70 to 80. This week, you got to go with it.
Yeah.
Now, Kenny Golladay is a start. Marvin Jones. I think Kenny Golladay is going to pull a lot of Xavier Rhodes, but I think you still want to start him just because they throw the ball so much in Detroit.
Yeah, that's true. Xavier Rhodes is probably going to lock Kenny Golladay up, and Marvin Jones is a pretty good bet here. I think he could have a pretty good game, to be honest with you.
What about the loogie?
Who?
Hawking up a loogie.
Hawkinson? No.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's startable because the tight end landscape is so bad.
It is so bad. Darren Waller, who we'll get to right now when we talk about the Raiders and the Packers, signed a big old contract extension.
Good for
him. And was limited in practice with a foot injury.
Yeah. Then Tyrell Williams has a Liz Frank injury, and it's not getting better either. So,
which last time I checked, that's a foot as well. Yep. Somebody check those pads. Get them some Dr. Scholl's.
Mm.
Let's work this out.
I have Dr. Scholl's flip-flops, and they're horrible. Don't get those.
Yeah, they want to make your feet bad, so you go to the Dr. Scholl doctor.
I don't.
All right, do you want to? I know.
Do I want to?
The Raiders, Packers. Obviously, Packers defense is a good start because it's the Raiders, man. Darren Waller, if he's healthy, you're starting him. You're starting Josh Jacobs. Tyrell Williams isn't playing. Zay Jones, sneaky start?
No, he's not.
Zay Jones or Cole Beasley?
Beasley.
Okay. And then no other Raider, right? No Derek Carr, nothing like that. Cool. Good job. Packers. Aaron Rodgers?
I guess.
Aaron Rodgers or Gardner Minshew?
Rodgers.
Yep. Okay.
It's still
Aaron Rodgers or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
Ooh, that's crazy. And that should have been a flag.
No. Oh, tired of Tyreek Hill.
He's gonna go punch a kid tonight.
Oh god.
Okay, is this an Aaron Jones game or a Jamal Williams game?
Well, I think it's Aaron Jones' turn. That's how they do it. So, yeah.
Until he drops a pass.
And he fumbles again. Yeah.
Are you starting both of them?
Yes.
Would you start both of them over Joe Mixon?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to agree with it, but I think you have to.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward, bud.
And then we start in the which wide receiver for Green Bay is it this week? Geronimo?
Devontae Adams.
Not play? Is Devontae Adams practicing? He was limited, right?
Yeah, he's limited.
No, they said he was out. I think I saw he was out for this game.
If...
Let's say Devontae Adams is out. Because if he's in,
then you start the Lazard King. The Lazard Show.
The only reason that he's on the team is because Aaron Rodgers said, bring him off the Packers squad.
What a douchebag. Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I got you. Whatever.
All right. Texans, Colts.
Ooh.
Start them all.
I didn't say that, but it should.
The Colts are actually a 1-point favorite in this game. Are you surprised about that? I know they're at home.
Colts are a good team, man. I'm not surprised by it. I expect Houston to win this one, though.
Let's go quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson, duh. Yeah. Jacoby Brissett, Gardner Minshew.
I'm going to go with the beef brisket, dude.
Jacoby Brissett, Aaron Rodgers.
Brissett.
Okay. Jacoby Brissett or Josh Allen?
That's such a good matchup. Josh Allen.
Oh, you're getting caught up for that matchup.
It is, but I still like Jacoby. If you have both of those guys, I don't think you're going to be wrong in starting either one of them. If anything, you might want to start Jacoby Brissett anyway, because I expect the Bills to run all over Miami.
Okay. And now we got Marlon Mack's start, right?
Yes.
He's banged up, but they're still leaning on him. They're letting him rest during the week, playing him in the game. Carlos Hyde. Starting him? I think you have to, especially like we talked about all the running backs that are out this week.
Yeah,
Carlos Hyde is a low-end RB, too.
Yeah, you got to start him. Indy's got a pretty good run defense, so you got to be careful with that. They're the 24th worst. So whenever you look at it that way, you flip it, it's like their eighth best. So they're the eighth best against running backs. But
you're starting Carlos Hyde over any of the Giants guys if Saquon Barkley doesn't play, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And then you're starting him over, you know, probably Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
It's close. You're starting him over Kenyon Drake and everybody in Miami.
Yeah, well, I mean, they were talking about that Kenyon Drake is, in fact, on the trading block.
I don't know what else they need to do to
continue to try and tank harder, but they're going to try and get rid of everyone they possibly can.
I mean, the Raiders did it last year, and their team's better this year. They're better. There's more competitive games.
Yes, okay.
I'm not saying they're good. It's a 10-year plan.
Well, this division's wide open now, because if Patty Mahomes is out, anyone could win it.
I know Chargers need to get their crap together. All right, let's get back to the Colts-Texans. DeAndre Hopkins, even though he's kind of let you down, and he did miss some practice, I'm not worried about him playing. He's a gamer. He's going to play, right?
Yeah, and he's always a must-start just because of how talented he really is. I mean,
now Will Fuller, though.
The fifth?
Yeah. Had a great game, a down game, mostly on his part because he dropped a couple passes that could have made it a great game. Is he a must-start this week with the wide receivers we talked about not playing this week, with having five must-start wide receivers out?
Well, yeah.
Four really, but.
Yeah, and the Colts are average against wide receivers. I expect him to be able to make an impact here. I like him.
Do you want to start either one of these defenses? No?
No, I'm not crazy about either one of this. In this matchup, I'm not, no. I do want to start Darren Fells, though.
Darren Fells, huh?
Yeah. I feel pretty good about starting Darren Fells. He's been the hotter tight end out of the last 2 weeks. I feel pretty good about it, too.
Okay, okay. Little programming note I want to do before we move on. I want to talk about there's a defense out there that people need to go pick up if they're out there on waivers or free agency. That's the Steelers defense. They're on bye this week. Right? We already said Pittsburgh's on a bye. They play Miami next week. Go ahead. Get them now so you don't have to fight for them on waivers. I did it in a couple leagues. Go out there. Get them now. I know people don't like carrying two defenses, but if you got a dead roster spot on the back, use it for them. Carry them through this bye week. You can start them next week and drop your other defense, possibly.
That's true. And I do want to add to that the Colts are so bad against tight ends, you have to start Darren Fells.
Okay.
Have to.
Well, tight end's so bad, too. If you don't have one of those primo tight ends, you got to.
Yes. The Broncos are going to lose without Patrick Mahomes playing in this game. Good. That's awesome.
Well, they were already down before he went out. Now, I want to ask you, Josh, how's FSA going? We haven't talked about him in a couple shows. I feel kind of bad.
It's good.
They're hooking us up.
Yeah, we did our weekly heroes and villains with them. That's all over our Instagram, their Instagram, their Facebook. So you can go to Fantasy Sports Alliance. You search that on Facebook, and you'll be able to see their Facebook page. You can go to FSA-FR.com. You can check out the league, how it's going. I was wrecked by injuries last week, so I took a big L. I mean, a flaming hot L, like Shannon Sharp says, serving him out of his restaurant. He served me up one. So, yeah, FSA, go check them out. Great group of people over there. Brian is crushing it. Growing every day, man. Growing.
Cool beans, man. Cool beans. Yeah, go check them out. Cardinals-Giants. We have some news in New York. Evan Ingram's practicing, which that is great. If Evan Ingram plays, he's number one tight end this week, hands down, against Arizona's defense with Daniel Jones.
Okay.
You agree? I say he's number one. Arizona's terrible against tight ends. Other than Tyler Eifert, they have almost given up the number one tight end every week.
Yeah, they're the number one team against, like, it's not even close. Like,
worst.
The second worst team gives up 14 points a game. Arizona gives up 20.
Yeah.
So that's they've a 6-point
the
gap.
They've had the number one tight end against them four of the 6 weeks.
It's bad.
Yeah. And Will Disley had a great game and still wasn't the number one tight end against them. Was one of those weeks. Now, Saquon Barkley, I believe, was at practice in a limited capacity.
He's
pushing to play.
Yeah. I think he's
going to
play.
Do you think he plays?
I think he's going to play.
And if he plays, he's a must start.
Yeah.
Right? Easy. Hands down. We're not even questioning. Saquon Barkley's out. If he's active, you're putting him in your lineup. You probably took him 1-1, so you have to start him.
Yeah. He's a hard start.
Hard start. I think a little sneaky start this week, if you need a streamer tied in, is your boy. You know who? What I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. The Auburn alum.
CJ Uzomah?
No. For the Giants. Darius.
Oh, that's for wide receiver.
Darius Slayton. Sneaky start this week. Wide receiver. Sorry, I was staying with the Giants there. Wide receiver, Darius Slayton. The Cardinals matchup, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Two bad defenses. Patrick Peterson does come back. This is his first game back, so let's not forget that. Patrick Peterson is back from suspension for this game. So keep that in mind when you want to start him. I don't think Patrick Peterson shadows because Golden Tate's probably the best wide receiver they have, and he's going to be in the slot, and Peterson doesn't go in the slot a lot. So if they move Darius Slayton around, he could have a good game.
Yeah, he could.
I'm taking him over like Cole Beasley. Like in one league, I'm starting Cole Beasley this week. If I can go get Darius Slayton, I'm getting Darius Slayton over Cole Beasley.
Wow, you're that confident, huh?
Yeah. Now, Golden Tate, you like starting him this week?
Oh, I love starting him this week.
Yes, 100%. Daniel Jones?
You know what? I don't think this is a bad matchup for old Danny Dimes.
Daniel Jones and Kyler Murray, I like both of them this week. Because I think this is actually going to be a very high-scoring game.
I love Kyler Murray this week. I think he's going to be a great start.
David Johnson was at practice. Still has a back injury. Is at practice. David Johnson is obviously a must-start. Chase Edmonds, we starting him? Low-end RB2? Flexus?
If we see that David Johnson is practicing in full, I'm not interested in Chase Edmonds. Oh, there you go. Tyreek Hill just got a big touchdown. That's great. Awesome.
It's about time. He's good now. I love his little dances. Wish he would have done a backflip.
So Bleacher Report just put out that Patrick Mahone had a dislocated kneecap. So I said dislocated knee. MRI will show if there's any ligament damage. So I don't know what the injury on that, the timeline is on that. He might even be able to play next week.
Ah, I got to look at the matchup next week.
It's Patrick Mahomes. You're going to start him.
It's against Green Bay at home next week. I believe it's a Sunday night game. So, yeah, if it's a primetime game, they're going to throw him out there.
Yeah.
Okay, now get back to the Cardinals side of the ball. Chase Edmonds, if you need to start him, low end RB2, flex-ish. I can understand starting him. I'd flex him over Cole Beasley. I'd flex him over any Colts wide receiver not named T.Y. Hilton.
You'd get flexible.
Yeah. Christian Kirk, doubtful. He ain't going to play. So Larry Fitzgerald, really the only wide receiver for the Cardinals I want to start. You agree? No Keyshawn Johnson?
I concur.
Okay. And then neither defense. Cool.
No.
Moving on.
Yeah.
49ers Redskins. Speaking of defense, we want to start 49ers defense. They're up there this week with a good defensive start, but they're probably already on.
Great defense.
Redskin. Only Redskin you start in Terry McLaurin?
Only one, dude.
And even then, you probably don't like starting him, right?
No, I mean, he scored a touchdown in every game he played, so yeah, I want to start him.
Him or Larry Fitzgerald this week, if you had to pick just one?
I like Larry.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Larry's got the better matchup.
And yeah.
You got to look at this matchup. This 49er defense is for real. Case Keenum, if he's back there, because I'm pretty sure they're still going to roll with him.
Yeah.
He's going to be under a lot of pressure. And last time I checked, he's not that good under pressure.
He's not that good, period, bud.
Yep. 49ers side of the ball. Greg Kittle was limited in practice.
Greg?
George. Oh, there we go. Like George Kittle. Jeez.
Greg the leg.
What having me.
Greg the leg.
Greg the leg. Yep. George Kittle was limited in practice. I still think he plays. You still start him when he plays.
Yeah. Of course.
Now, the running back situation. Tevin Coleman, Matt Breida, good old Mostart. Tevin Coleman,
I think
Matt Breida, both RB2s.
I think they're both startable in this matchup. The Redskins are one of the worst teams in the league against running backs. They're letting up an average of 25 points a game, so I'm not afraid.
And the Redskins are also not great against wide receivers, correct? Oh, Noah Fant. One of these days you'll learn to catch a ball.
Next year. He's going to be a second-year guy.
yeah. That wasn't his fault. That was a low pass.
Washington is fifth worst in both categories against running backs and receivers, so –
Receivers, but what receiver? Pick me a receiver on the 49ers. Debo? Dante Pettis? The good one?
I don't think Debo's gonna play this week, is he?
If
you gotta pick one, go with Pettis, I guess. If Debo's not playing, I'll Pettis, yeah.
Okay. I'll say the good one. The good old good one. Now that's the end of the early games. Moving on to late games. We got Chargers. We got Titans. We got Ryan Tannehill. We got Derrick Henry's going to run the ball down their throat because guess what? James Conner just ran the ball down their throat and they knew it was coming and they couldn't stop it. So guess what Derrick Henry's going to do? Run the ball.
Yeah, I expect a lot of that.
Chargers defense banged up, can't do a lot. A lot of Derrick Henry. Love Derrick Henry this week. Now, Chargers running back situation. Because Phillip Rivers, you're probably starting Phillip Rivers, right?
Yes.
Now, the running back situation, though, Austin Eckler, Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon even came out, did the squeaky wheel thing, said he needs the ball more. Said you can't get in a rhythm with 8 touches.
Yeah.
Do you see this being a heavy Melvin Gordon game?
I think if anything, it'll probably end up being a heavy Austin Eckler game.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the guy... He showed up. He showed up all crappy. He didn't get paid. I think they realize that Eckler, they're better whenever Eckler has the ball as opposed to Gordon.
Now, big news out of the Chargers. They do have a guy coming back, practicing full off his injury. Good old Mike Badgley, the kicker.
Oh, I thought he's you were talking about Hunter Henry. I'm like, Hunter Henry, yeah. He's
no,
great.
No, Hunter Henry. I do love Hunter Henry. He was number one tight end last week. There's no question. He might still be playing limited, but Rivers is going to go to the tight end. One thing Rivers has always consistently done in his career is throw the ball to the tight end.
Yeah.
Is this a bounce back game for Keenan Allen? If not, are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm real nervous. I'm already nervous. And Tennessee's actually pretty good against wide receivers, so I'm not really that excited, but
so I saw this question, I think it was on Twitter. This rest of season, Juju or Keenan Allen?
I still go Keenan Allen.
Yeah, it's closer though. Like beginning of season, like well, 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks ago, we weren't even questioning that.
Yeah.
It was Keenan Allen by a landslide. He was the number one wide receiver.
Yeah, but I still like Phillip Rivers over
whatever the Steelers are throwing out there.
Yeah, whatever quarterback they're trying to start out there.
Okay. And with Tannehill starting, we're not starting Tannehill for the Titans, right?
No, not even.
Do you want to start any of these receivers? If you had to start one, would it be Corey Davis?
No, it would have been Adam Humphries. He was the guy that made a connection with Tannehill last week, but I don't want to
start. So the one thing I will say, if Tannehill comes out, something we see from a lot of backup quarterbacks like Fitzmagic and stuff like these, you know, backup guys have been backups their whole career, and Tannehill's kind of turning into that, is when they get their opportunity, they're going to throw it. He should try to squeeze in tight windows because what's he got to lose? He's the backup, right?
No,
it's not his job.
He's the starter.
He's the starter, but he's not supposed to be the starter. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't signed to be the starter. So you got nothing to lose. They let it fly. Like, that's why we saw Fitzmagic last year, because he's not the guy. Like, whatever. If he doesn't, you know, you play with no regrets.
No regrets.
Yeah.
Chargers are fifth best against wide receivers, though. I'm not excited to play any of these guys. But if I was going to play one, it would be Mr. Hump.
The Hump?
Do the Humpty Hump.
Okay. But Derrick Henry, go ahead. And then Delanie Walker. Yeah, we'll go with Delanie Walker, right?
Yeah, of course.
Just tight end. Exactly. And Hunter Henry, obviously, even though we said it's not a great matchup, good play. Now, Saints-Bears. Alvin Kamara, it's not a high ankle sprain. It's a high ankle injury.
That's fine.
And still has not practiced.
He'll be fine.
You think he's going to play? I don't think he plays.
See, I really want him to play so bad.
I know you do, but I don't think he plays. I think they're looking that we need him for the playoffs. We can't have him going in there and getting hurt.
Especially against this, which Chicago has actually been a little lackluster against running backs lately. So if he plays, I expect a lot out of him. If not, Latavius Murray might not be a bad play this week.
I'm not starting Latavius Murray against the Bears defense. I know you say they haven't been that great against them, but no.
Just saying they've been average against running backs.
One of those games was a London game and another one was a Thursday night game. I don't trust those games.
Okay.
Those games are outlier games to me, if anything.
Okay.
Now, Saints, Michael Thomas obviously must start.
You're the boss.
Even though it's the Bears, Michael Thomas, you're still starting, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You're not getting crazy. Who?
I said, yeah, throw up all over the place. That's fine. Go ahead.
You guys, would you start Smoke over Michael Thomas?
I picked Michael Thomas as my villain this week, so I don't expect anything.
Are you starting John Brown over Michael Thomas? Say
no, no, I'm not.
I want you on recording saying you're going to start.
I said no.
Okay.
But they're good against wide receivers, man, and I don't know if Teddy Bridgewater's going to have time to throw the ball.
He might not, but it's Michael Thomas. Like, if he doesn't have time to throw the ball and he closes his eyes, there's one way he's going, and that's Michael Thomas's way.
Okay. Yes, sir.
That's my thing. I mean,
it's your house.
What about Drew Brees? Drew Brees has been throwing the ball. Maybe Drew Brees is back.
He's not going to play. Don't be crazy.
I know.
They definitely wouldn't throw him out there against Chicago where he'd get murdered. Come on. Wait one more week, buddy.
He'll be back next week, 1 week before the bye.
I'll just give it one more week. I mean, if they win this game.
They're bringing Drew Brees next week against Arizona is what they're doing. They're waiting. One more week, Drew Brees comes back week 8 against Arizona, has a nice get-right game that goes into the bye.
Give them 2 bye weeks. That's smart.
Yep. All right, Bears side of the ball. The Saints defense is looking good. Allen Robinson, the only thing you even want to start on the Bears side of the ball? And I don't even know about that. Michael Thomas over Allen Robinson, right?
Yeah.
The over-under for this game, I didn't say, is 38.
New Orleans
going through. It's the lowest over-under of the week by about 6 points.
I like Allen Robinson a lot. New Orleans is not great, but they are good against the running game. So David Montgomery and Tariq Cohen, you need to just throw those guys on ice this week. If you can.
If you can, because you probably can because of the byes.
Yeah, but.
Because we have three.
I like both of these defenses this week.
Okay, yeah, because we have backup quarterbacks for both. And even if we don't for Chicago, Mitch Trubisky isn't.
He's a backup quarterback. Exactly.
All righty, righty. Ravens Seahawks.
Oh,
which quarterback runs for more yards?
Lamar Jackson. But which one is the better quarterback? It's Russell Wilson, hands down. He's so much fun to watch.
Which quarterback is going to have a better game? Yeah, no, I saw it too.
Russell. I'll go Russ.
No, I mean, he is the number one quarterback in 6 point per touchdown in the league, so.
Yeah, I'll go Russ. I think they're both going to have a great game, though.
Yep. Ravens. So, which running back would you rather have? Chris Carson? Mark Ingram. Chris Carson, right? Obviously.
Chris Carson.
Great running back. Mark Ingram, still startable. Mark Ingram over Melvin Gordon?
Yeah, I'd rather have him.
Okay. Now, Ravens wide receivers, Hollywood Brown may play. I don't think so. He was limited one day this week. I didn't see today if he practiced or not. If Hollywood plays, would you play Hollywood Brown?
I would, because I think they're going to have to throw the ball to keep up with Seattle.
Okay. And Tyler Lockett's a set it, almost set it and forget it guy, because he, you know, he's top 15 wide receiver.
Still a long season.
Do you want to start DK Metcalf?
No, I don't want to start him.
DK Metcalf or Cole Beasley? Told you, it's my litmus test, dude.
Metcalf.
Yep. Okay. DK Metcalf or a
DJ Chark do do do.
Yeah, there you go. That one.
That's a good one. I'll take Chark.
And then these defenses, you start needing one of these defenses? Do you think the Seattle Seahawks and the 12th man get after Lamar Jackson? He turns the ball over a bunch?
Yeah.
He has been turnover proof.
They're playing.
Like, he's been putting up good numbers, but.
They're playing in Seattle, too. I want it. I want it real bad.
Even though Lamar Jackson's still a rush enough to make up for those fumbles and interceptions, but.
Yeah, still want
it. Sunday Night Football, we got the Eagles, we got the Cowboys, a little two teams at the 500 mark.
Are you ready for some football?
Which is exactly what the NFL schedule makers thought when they did this. Like, oh, this will be the game for the NFC East. They thought that. They didn't realize both teams would be 3-3.
I mean, it's for first place in the division, so there's that.
That's what I'm saying. 49-point over-under. Dallas is favored by 2.5, which is pretty weak sauce. Zeke must start. Mari Cooper not playing.
Has he already been ruled out?
Yeah, he's not practicing.
Yeah, Gallup.
It's highly unlikely. If Michael Gallup's the only guy out there, I love Michael Gallup this week.
Because this who's the worst team against wide receivers?
Eagles? Yeah, they are. Well, they can stop the run. I mean, I know Zeke's going to get his, so you're starting Zeke, but they are really good against the run. Not great against pass. Even Kirk Cousins just lit them up.
He did. So he said, you like that?
I don't know if he says that anymore.
Oh, he still said that.
For sure. Oh, hey, look at Royce Freeman. He's trying. All right. Michael Gallup. Love Michael Gallup this week. Jason Witten, tight end.
Yeah. I mean, they clearly love him enough to try and put the game on his shoulders. So, of course.
He's such a – I mean, he had a touchdown callback last week, and he's right there at tight end 12. It seems like every year he plays, right? You don't like starting him, but, man, he's better than some of these guys out there.
Yeah. The dude can't run. He's basically Joe Flacco playing in the tight end position.
He's Antonio Gates from that year he came out of retirement. Remember that?
Yeah.
Same thing. Run the field, catch ball, fall down. Dak Prescott. If we say the Eagles are bad against wide receivers, must mean they're bad against quarterbacks, right?
They
Dak
are.
Prescott?
Yeah, they're real bad against quarterbacks.
Dak
so, yeah.
Prescott, Aaron Rodgers.
Dak.
Dak Prescott or Josh Allen?
Nah, that's close.
yeah.
I'll go Dak still.
Okay. And then Carson Wentz. Starting him?
Yeah, I love Carson Wentz.
Okay, Carson Wentz. Miles Sanders. After his big game is catching. You think that this is going to be a shootout game?
He's the receiving back there.
Yeah, so we starting him?
Yes.
In the shootout game?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then, obviously, Alshon Jeffrey, not worried about that. I don't think DeSean Jackson's going to play again. I believe he's going to be out as well again. Still limited in practice, if even practicing at all. Zach Ertz is a must start. Dallas Goedert?
No, get out of here.
Okay, cool. Anything else? You want to start these defenses?
No, I don't want to start either one of the defenses.
Okay, yeah, if Mari Cooper plays, we're starting him, but it's Sunday night game. It's a lot to ride on there. Because then you go to Monday Night Football, and you got the Patriots playing the Jets.
Second
here,
best
let's do
defense.
Let's do the Jets real quick. I like a lot of the players there. You're starting Le'Veon Bell, and that's it.
I think you start Jamison Crowder in PPR.
I don't think you can.
Okay.
That's just me. I would rather start Cole Beasley.
Okay.
Now, the Patriots side of the ball.
You don't think Demaryius Thomas has a little revenge game?
What's he revenging for? Them getting him a Super Bowl?
No, he didn't. He wasn't part of the Super Bowl team.
He went on. I thought he was on the team last year.
No. Remember, he was playing for the Texans last year when he got injured.
Oh, that's right.
After he wrecked his car, he signed with New England.
That's right. Whatever. Yeah. Either way, that's not a revenge game. He has nothing revengeful against them.
He said they wasted his time.
Now the Patriots. I do want to talk about defense. Yes, we're starting them. As good as Sam Darnold looked, as good as these Jets looked last week against the Cowboys, this defense is for real. This is prime time. We're not playing around. But Jets are good against the run. The one thing they're really good against the run, they actually were pretty good against Zeke last week. I mean, Zeke just got so much usage that he ended up getting 100 yards, but they held him to 3.8 a carry. I don't like Sony Michel this week at all.
I don't either. I agree with that.
James White, yes, in PPR, you can start James White because I don't think Josh Gordon plays. He's dealing with multiple injuries, and he is highly unlikely to play.
Yeah.
So Josh Gordon ain't going to play. Philip Dorsett is practicing, so he might play. So I like Philip Dorsett. If Ben Watson's activated, hey, but I ain't waiting until Monday night to find out if he's active or not.
No.
So don't worry about that. Now, what about any other pass catchers? Do you like Tom Brady?
I don't like Tom Brady this week.
Tom Brady hasn't been good the last couple weeks. He got 2 rushing touchdowns last week, and that's why he was good.
I don't
see that happening again.
The Jets are actually one of the better teams against quarterbacks. I don't like them.
I see a lot of defensive touchdowns and a lot of special team touchdowns.
I agree.
So as good of a matchup as is for the Patriots, I don't really like a lot of the Patriots. I wish Josh Gordon would be healthy for this game because I think it could be a good game for him. But last week should have been a good game for him too, and it wasn't.
Yeah, and you just love Flash.
I do. It's all the talent in the world.
We'll just call that. You love Flash.
I do. Anything else? Any other notes you want to hit on? Anything I missed? Any other news we need to talk about?
I don't think so.
No. Yeah, like you said, Debo's not practicing. Raheem Mostert sidelined for the 49ers. Mitchell Trubisky's practicing in full, so he might start this week. But still don't like it against the Saints.
I was going to say, does that really matter to you?
No. Oh, another note about the Cowboys-Eagles game. Zach Martin, ankle and a back, is downgraded to did not practice. If Zach Martin's not there, that's really going to hurt a lot of this Cowboys offense. That offensive line's banged up, and it isn't the offensive line we needed.
Yeah, it's not good. There's a couple of, like, Jared Cook missed practice this week. He might not play. Kamara, like you talked about earlier. Christian Kirk has been practicing, so he's getting in limited sessions, so there's a chance he could play. The guy who I was really hoping was going to come back strong was Chris Herndon. It doesn't look like he's going to play Monday night against the Patriots.
And you can't wait because there's no other good tight end to pick up there.
Nope.
To put in his place. Yeah. A lot of stuff, a lot of news. Hope you guys all have a great week 7. Are you trading for Mahomes right now in a redraft league? Are you hitting the Mahomes owner up with a trade offer?
Yeah, of course.
Would you, even though he might be out for the season?
Yeah, right now.
What are you offering up? What are you offering up in a redraft? What would you offer? One quarterback redraft league, what are you sending that way?
It's all situational based. Let's say I'm a 500 team and I need something to get over the hump.
Would you send a Jacoby Brissett and a Miles Sanders?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Jacoby Brissett and Mark Ingram?
No.
Okay.
That's too much.
I just want to see how crazy, like, because you're going to have to send a lot still.
Yeah, you got to understand too, though. Like, it's all situational based on your league setup. Is it a 2 QB league because they're more valuable? Is it? If it's just 1 QB league, especially like a 10-team league, I probably would send Mark Ingram and Jacoby Brissett for that.
And it depends on your running back and your wide receivers. If you have 3 good running backs, don't send one of them away. Keep one. Because like Alvin Kamara is banged up. And Josh, I know in your dynasty league, you have Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey, and Zeke.
Mm.
So you're probably a little nervous this week if Alvin Kamara don't play.
Well, not whenever Patty Mahomes went down.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you playing him?
Patty Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. So I think Tyreek Hill's got one catch tonight, so it's not too bad.
He's got two catches, but he's got a touch.
Yeah, that hurt. Thanks for tuning in to the Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. You can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at EmptyWagonFF. Brad, you can hit him up on Twitter at TacJones. I am going to be at FF Josh Hughes. And Eric, who was on Fantasy Sports Alliance this week on Facebook, you can hit him up at GunsOfEld19. We love you guys. We will talk to you on Monday. Have a good one.
Later.
Bye.